Okay. Today, we're going to begin the, if we divide the limud into three parts, I'd say this would be the beginning of the second part. We said like 60 some odd shiurim, so we did almost like 17, like almost, so somewhere in the middle section, which is a new limud, really. I mean, it's still, of course, part of everything we've been doing till now, but it's a new limud, and the limud of Prisha Samuch Levesis, which means like this, that we know that we're discussing a woman who has a Riya or a Kesem and all these halachas, and you have to be Parish, and we discussed what's a Kesem, what's a Riya, all these things. So now the Shulchan Aruch discusses a halacha from the Gemara that there's sometimes that during the month that a woman is not in Ida at all. She's Bechlal, not in Ida, and yet Chazal, or we'll see, it's in Machlokas whether it's Minat Torah or it's Min Rabbanan, said that there's certain times during the month that we're expecting the woman to become an Ida. So even though right now she's Tahora Lagamre, yet you still have to be Purish. You still have to separate from your wife, because we're afraid that it could be in the middle of the intimacy she'll get her period, and then it'll come out that the fellow's Baal an Ida. So therefore, since these times are times that are more likely to her to become an Ida, so she has to be Purish. So in the future shiurim, we're going to discuss specifically what these times are. For example, I'll just say it briefly, but each time requires its own shiur, its own pack, and its own discussion. For example, there's a concept of Vesis HaChodesh. So now we're in the month of Kislev. So we say, when did she get her period in the Hebrew calendaric day in Cheshvan? Say Chav Cheshvan, then Chav Kislev, you have to be Purish. Which we're assuming that that same Hebrew calendaric day is the time that she's got her period last month, and perhaps that's the time she's going to get it this month. And that's one of them. Then there are others as well that we'll talk about. So therefore, once Chaf Kislev comes, then she's Usser, even though the period didn't come yet. She's Mamish Muteris, she's Tahora Lagamri, and yet we Usser because we're afraid that that's the likely day that she's going to be Pirsanita. And we'll have to say, is that a Dindaraisa? Is that a Dindarabanan? And this is a whole, you know, topic, but I teach Chasanim, it's one session, but when we learn it in the Vesmicha here, so we do it, it'll be 5-6 shiurim, you know, with a whole full packet in each. Okay. So the Pasuk says in Mitzora, Parshas Mitzora, Vizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumosam v'lo yamusu b'tumosam b'tami es mishkoni asher b'socham. So what does it mean, Vizartem es bnei Yisrael b'tumosam, says Rashi, ein nazira ela prisha. Nazira means prisha, like a nazir. What does a nazir mean? Nazir means that he has to stay away from yayin and all these things. So nazir is parish. So he was a Nozer of Yerushalayim, right? Rav David Cohen, not the Rav David Cohen of today, but the Rav David Cohen of Yerushalayim, who Rav Shlomo Gorin was married to his daughter. And those that are familiar who went to Netiv Arye know that there's a room there, the Nozer's room, because that building was Rav Gorin's building. The building that Netiv Arye is housed in today. So Vizartem is bnei Yisrael mitumosam. So if you take a look in the Gemara in Shavuos, on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, page 2. Says the Gemara Tana Rabban Vizard the Mesnason Mitus Mumosam Amar Rav Yoshia Mikan Ashora Libnei Yisrael Sheyifreshu Minishoseim Somuch Levesta. That the husbands have to abstain, have to, from their wives, somuch levestan, near the time that they're going to get their period. V'kama amar rabba ona. So that, what does that mean? Ona means that we know the Hebrew, the day, the 24-hour day, is divided into two parts. Vayera vayivoker, the night and the day. So an ona means roughly the 12-hour period of the night with the 12-hour period of the day. So the way we assume is that, say we said before, if a woman got her period in Chaf Cheshvan in the daytime, so then Chaf Tishrei in the daytime, but the whole ona, meaning the whole 12 hours roughly of the daytime, is us. But say the night before, which is also technically Chaf, is Mutter, because that's not the same ona. Right? That's a different time zone, so to speak. Every night, day, every interval. Night is a time zone, then day is a time zone, then the next night is a time zone. That's called an ona. Roughly the 12-hour period. And as Rashi says, ona b'sechs nidim furish o yom o layla. Investa b'yom, yifresh kol hayom. If she got a period last month in the daytime, so then it's the daytime, the whole day. Investa b'layla, yifresh kol alayla. V'hachi mefurash, mefarish leibim b'sechs nidim b'perka isha. So that is the... And that's learned out from this pasuk, "Vizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumosam," which, the first glance, would seem to imply that that's a din daraisa. But we'll see; it's not so simple. It's not so simple that it's daraisa. Could be by the end of what we learn, it'll come out that it's derabbanan. But at least, we're not up to that yet. Now the Rambam. On the third page 3, Perek Hey Allah Vav, says like this. In other words, any time a husband and wife cohabit together, there's always a possibility that she could become a Nida in any given second. Right? But obviously, the Torah permits and mitzvah to have these relationships. So what would happen if in the middle, so Baal Ishto Shalo B'Shas Vesta, whereas it's not the time that we're expecting the period, Rasa Dam B'Shas HaTashmish Hare'elu P'turin MiKorban Chatas. It's not even considered a shogeg. It's less than a shogeg. It's more kal than a shogeg. Ndeshezeka Onosu. The low shogig, right? So anytime, in other words, this happens, it's not even considered a shogig. It's an onus. Now there's a whole discussion. An onus might also be considered a maisa avera, but it's not a maisa avera that that you chayv a korban. It's much less. I remember. One year, I was walking in Borough Park the day after Yom Kippur or so, looking for Lulav and Esrog, and I bumped into Rabbi Parnas, who was a Rosh Hashiva here for many years, and so he was telling me that, the first Al-Chait that we say on Yom Kippur, Al-Chait Shechatanul Fanech Ba'ona Suvaratzon. So he was starting to think, we were clapping Al-Chait for Onus. So you see that... Onus is a maisa avera. Okay, it's You know, but l'mais, it's a lower mais avera. In other words, it's not even a mais avera enough that, you know, that we're going to bring a korban for. We'll klop al-chait. Al-chait shekatana fanech ba'onis uveratzim. But, neshezecha onis v'loka shogeg. Shogeg hayolo livdok v'ladaktik. Because the shogeg was supposed to be more careful. V'ilu bodak yofa yofa v'dikdek b'sheilu t'loyoboli deshkogah. In general, shogeg is a case where the guy could have been more careful. Like he ate chaylev b'shogeg, but if he would have been more careful to check out what he was eating, he could have found out that maybe that was treif. Lo yalo boli deshkogel fish lo torach bedrishu v'chakir v'chakach yaset tzarech kepara. Aval zeh malo lasos. But this person, you know, in other words, they weren't together at the time of the Vesis, one of the times that they were suspecting that she was going to become Anida. So what do you expect them to do? So it happened, a fluke happened. You know, any time, theoretically, something could happen, the woman could become Anida. But, okay, lo nidna Torah l'malachai asharis, what do you... Malolassos, avolzeh malolassos, or Torah haitzah, which alone is b'shas vestibal. Ain't there no onus? Ufichach, bein shenimtza dam al eid shalah, that after they had relations, each one takes their own cloth and wipes themselves off. So whether it's on his cloth or on her cloth, there was blood, doesn't matter, the turim in a korban. Aval avar uba'aleh samuch levesis. But you know how people are. They say, okay, yeah, it's going to come today, but, you know, I'll get it in. I'll get in the bia before it comes. You know, I'll take the... yeah, it's not going to... So he thinks he's a smart aleck. Yeah, I'll get it in before... I'll be boiled porish. Konu shetiradam. V'rosu b'shas atashmish. Chayovin b'korbin. So then, that's the chayv of korban, because then that you shouldn't have done. That's a higher level of negligence. Shezo hishkoga, fichim nutz adam al eid shalosh named tameim chayavim korban. And so, if there's blood on his cloth, so that means obviously that there was that she was an ida and he was boiled, and therefore the blood on his cloth meant that he was mekaneach his aver. And then that blood obviously came from her, and then they're both chayv korban, because that means that they cohabited together when she was an ida. Nimtza al eid shalah im kon chatz miyad kishapirish abav lo shal shneim tameim chayim korban shoso kedei tushoto shi yoda tachas a karol tachas a kesef v'tito eid livdok bo chakikin chatz mishneim tameim misav. But if she does it right away, then they're both tamei. But if she didn't bodek herself right away, and it was only found in her cloth, then it's just a suffix, because maybe she became a need after the bia. Yeah. It's not mazin. Mazin means the woman is a need, and you boil a need. That's mazin. No, but she's not a need. It's a precaution. It could be, you know, there is the first mission in Shas. What does the first mission in Shas say? That according to one opinion, you really Kriya Shema is the whole night. But you should only, you make sure to say it by Chatzos, because if you wait the whole night, then you'll make a mistake, and then it'll be the next morning, then it's already too late. So that's called, that's the mission in Pirkei Avos. First Mishnah, right? For Asu Siag Latorah. So normally, we assume that Siagim are normally Drabonim. Asu Siag Latorah. As Rav Shechter pointed out, Rav Yosef Engel has a discussion that sometimes the Torah made a Siag. And so what's an example? As Rav Shechter pointed out, Rav Yosef Engel say, the Ran's opinion of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze. The Ran says, why is it on Pesach we can't own chametz in our house? Well, what's this idea? I understand eating, Why are you owning? So the Ran says, because he's so used to it the whole year, and if you're going to come to own it, you'll come to eat it. And that's a din daraisa. So there, it's a, what's called a siag daraisa. So this, and there are other examples of that as well. So it could be, this is also, if you assume that it's a din daraisa, a siag daraisa. But, and if you, so if you violate it, in other words, either way, you did something wrong. Even if it turned out that you were smart aleck and you were successful, in other words, and she only became a nida later, you still violated this halacha. But you didn't violate, you weren't a boil nida. You understand? You weren't a boil nida. So you lucked out. But you violated this din of Hizartim is b'nei Yisrael mitumosim. What she did, she would boil during the Shas Vesis?
Yeah, but she did the Tikkun.
During the time that's Aser?
Yeah.
If you do it during the time that's Aser?
Even if you do a
Bedikah, it doesn't matter.
The Ram calls it Shogeg. The summer
Shogeg, you're Shogeg. So the Shogeg is an Aveira. Uh-huh. You have to bring a Korban. Shogeg.
So because earlier the Ram said Shogeg means you can do Bedikah, right? You can check.
Yeah, no, but here it means he was talking about in general.
Yeah.
Here you could have stopped it by not involving yourself in that act. So, and take a look here on the next page in the Rambam, on page 4. The Rambam says it very clearly, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. Also, lo la'odam lavo al ishto somuch levesto. Shem atir adam b'shas tashmish. Shenem avizartim b'smenei sol mitumosim. V'kama? Right, she sees in the day she gets a period normally. Asul shamish b'tchilas hayom. In haya darkel liros b'alayla, asul shamish b'tchilas alayla. So that's the story. Then in Halacha Yud Gimel, he says avar vesta v'lo rosa. But say the vestas is over. In other words, say the Vesis day is Chaf Kislev. And now Chaf Kislev passed. So now she's Mutter. Aver Vesta Velo Rosa Mutteres L'Shamish Achashat Over Onas HaVesis. Okay, I mean, again, this is going to be required a lot of more explanation. But in other words, it's a din in that day. In other words, we assume that there's something about that day that caused the period. See, one could taina, if that day she was tahora, most likely it's going to come the next day, right? But that's not what Vesis is about. Vesis is about, say for Chodesh or other things, that day we're suspecting caused it. And once that day didn't cause it this time, then you don't have to suspect, but again, this is just the beginning, and it requires a lot of explanation. Okay, so we're just getting our feet wet here. Okay, so if you take a look now on page 5. Says the Gemara in Samach Yimel Amid Beis. Rola imanetachama inasura lemanetachama. Ruda omer kol hayom shalah. There's one opinion in the Gemara that says that if she saw like during sunrise, so then the next month she's only also during sunrise time. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Huda says no, kol hayom, and that's how we assume. It's not only a din in that particular time when she saw. Say she saw at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so we don't say okay. So next month, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you have to be porush. No, it's the whole unit of the day or nighttime. It's the whole unit of night. And take a look here, further down. I didn't put an arrow there, but keep going down. The first word on the line is vihizartem. You see, where he says, "Vizartem es bnei Yisrael mitumoso mikana merab yirmiya asara lebnei Yisrael she yifreshu minisoseim somach levestam fekama amar rabba ona." Right, ona. So ona means that. Don't think that it's just she saw 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So only 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No, the whole day, the whole ona. My love ona chrisi lo osa ona. Whereas, what does it mean, ona? Does ona mean if she saw chaf the whole 2 o'clock of the day, so you have to do the whole day of chaf? Or maybe it means samuch, meaning the ona before. Because maybe samuch levesta means the ona before. So Gemara says, no, don't think that. It's osa ona. Osa ona is also. So if she saw chaf, say, cheshvan in the day, so then chaf kislev in the whole day, you're also the whole ona, the whole day part. If it's night, the whole night, but not an ona chris. Okay, so that's this gemara. So there is a famous comment of the Or Zarua. What page? Right here. That's it. Yeah, on page 19. So says there was a ruah. Mori Avia Ezri Omerli, Shergiyum Lifrosh Somuch Levesta Chav Dal Shos. So this is the famous sheet of the Ozarua, that whenever you have a Vesis, you have to do 24 hours. Meaning, if it's a day Vesis, not only the day of Chav, but the night before. The whole 24 hours. Shemergiyum Lirosh B'yom, Porish Mimena Kol HaLayla Shalafanav. Shemergiyum Lirosh B'layla, Porish Mimena Kol HaLayla Hayom Shalafanav. Whereas if she sees in the day, she normally sees daytime, so she asks the whole daytime and the night before, so 12 and 12. If she sees nighttime, Al-Khaf, nighttime Al-Khaf, but you test in the day also. Always the owner before. So this is the famous sheet of the Or Zarua. So the Beis Yosef gets very upset with this Or Zarua. Why? Why? This is against the Gemara. We just learned the Gemara. You might think Ona Achris, Kamashul, and Osa Ona. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes here on page 21. Take a look. The Beis Yosef, Besov Perek Aisha, she also Tzorcha, Ifsuk Hilchus, a Grebbe, Sov Hachi, Kach, Divrei Kol Poskim. You're right, only the Ona Shalafonav. Umutu b'yom shalafonav l'acharav, right? Right, that's what the Torah says, the second line. Umutu miyad b'layla shalacharav. So he says, Ulafuke kach divrei kol haposkim, Ulafuke mashenimtza kosov al shem Or Zarua. In other words, and this is coming to Lafuke, the words of the Or Zarua. Parash odam yishtav somuch levesna chavdal tshos, imigil oros b'yom parash b'yom kol haoso yom, Allah Shafana Vachin Hefak Adkan. He says the ain't time of shorish ledvar melu. He says we don't understand. There was a shrig begemara mefurish kidivrei haposkim. It's beferish in the Gemara, like the poskim, that it's only that owner. Kvarkosav ha'ogra al divrei or zarua chumra yiseirhi. It's chumra yiseirhi. So the Orzarua is the Beis Yosef says Chumri Yisera because it's against the Gemara. So what's the trap? Well, Stam is saying something against the Gemara. So take a look in the Shach. Let's start with 24, and we'll read it. Says the Mechaber Kuf Bei Dalad Beis B'Shas Vesta Tzorech Lifush Mena Ona Achas Below Mishak Revis El Mitash Shamita Bobai. Right. So, right, this is going to be a separate discussion. What exactly is Osir when the Vesis, because we know, we didn't discuss it yet, but there's all types of Isurim by Nida, not only the actual Tashmish Amita, but all other types of Harchakas. So he says, only Tashmish, Im hu b'yom parash b'meno oso yom kulo, fil im haveses b'sofo, mutu miyad b'layla shal charov. Heinim b'tul oso parash kol ayom, mutu kol alayla shal ufanov. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, what the Beis Yosef just told us. Only also Ves, also Ono. So here, the Shach now, and the second arrow on the right side, and towards the middle of the page, Kuf Bei Dalet, quotes the Orzarua. Says the Orzarua, Kosov, Parish Adam Yishto Somuch Vesta Chov Dalet Shos. In Regila Ros Beyond Parish Mina Kolos Oyom Alayla Shal Funav Chayn Hefech. Ayn Ravon, Shas Perk Isha Sov Perk Sam Gimel Dog. So what's the pshat? What's the chumra? It's against the Gemara. So the Shach is going to say a pshat why it's not against the Gemara. So he says like this. The Tzarech Lomer Das Ravon Devadei Im Yesh Lo Veses Kavua. In other words, Ravon is the Rishon or Rav Yoh, whoever he's quoting there. Liros la'olam b'tchiloso, la'olam b'emtziyiso, la'olam b'sofo, ein tzarech l'frosha la'oso hayom, v'lo l'fanof. V'hachim ayir b'shasu poskim. Havim gil l'ros b'yom, v'ein la shah kavu, arach l'fam b'tchiloso, l'fam b'emtziyiso, l'fam b'sofo, im kein kol yom vesta. V'domi ki ilu haya vesta kol hayom. V'adei d'isha shah vesta kol hayom, tzirich l'fur kol alay l'shal l'fanof. V'hachim ayir yam razaru. So he gives a very interesting teretz. He says like this. What's the point of a vesis? The vesis, like we saw, is like a siog. So like this, you see, Bisman HaGemara, so when women saw like Chaf of the month or whatever it was, it wasn't that they saw Chaf of the month, but they saw religiously like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right? So then we say we don't want you to be so up to the buzzer that you're going to be boil at 1:30 because it's getting too close. So ask it the whole day. And not the night before, because that's too much. But our women today, they don't see, when they see Chaf, they don't necessarily see Chaf on that 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun sometimes in the morning, sometimes. So their regilis in Chaf is throughout the whole Chaf of the day. So then the concept of Prisha Somach Levesis is that we want to have a Harchaka. So the Harchaka then is the night before. But when they saw Bizman Chazal, on Chav, they saw a specific time in the day, so the fact that we're answering the whole day, that itself is the Harchaka. But today, that the whole Chav is getting, sometimes it's in the morning on Chav, sometimes it's the afternoon on Chav, so then, as a precaution, we make the owner before. So in Ochanami, he's saying I'm against the Gemara, but the Gemara says the Or Zeruah is talking about a different Metzias that we have today, and that's why I say what I say. So that's how the Shach saves the Or Zeruah from the Beis Yosef's Taina from the Gemara. Right. We'll talk about that. Okay. So that's the shah.
Does the shah paskin with the Or Zeruah, or he just trying to explain it?
Yeah, I mean, he seems to.
Think it should be kosher for that?
Yeah. Now. Right, well, Machlokas Tanaim, whether it's...
So then what's that Machlokas according to Or Zeruah?
Well, the question is, it was a versus Kavua or not a versus Kavua. Yeah.
But, so since I haven't understood the
No, so he's saying, even if she always sees B'nei Sachama, the other opinion says you have to do the whole day, and not the owner before. But today, that she's seeing different times during the day, even if she has a kviyas to always see a chaf, but she doesn't always see a chaf at the same time. Now, when Michael's making a good point, that today, one day she'll see a chaf, one day she'll see a chaf bay, you know, so you don't even have okay. So that makes it even more complicated. Yeah, okay, 1 second. Yeah. Take a look in the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid, page 20. As Rav Shechter points out, Tosas Rid always says a Mechudish Tikka Mahalach. So Rav Shechter always said, you know, if you need to give a chabura and you want to say something more original, so speak about the Tosas Rid Shita on something. So he says, that the words of the Or Zeruah is really the Gemara. So it's not like the Shach. So as he's saying that the Onus Or Zeruah, we call the Onus Or Zeruah, is really Medina the Gemara. Because when the Gemara says, Chayav Lifrosh Mishto Samuch Levesis, he says that's what it means, Samuch Levesis. It means Vesis is that whole day that she saw, and Samuch means the owner before. Look inside. The Megillah rose b'yom chayv l'frosh m'mena b'layla. The Megillah rose b'layla chayv l'frosh m'mena b'yom. Is he saying that's gufa? There is the Shach is claiming there is a ruad in Ochanami is against the Gemara, but the Gemara is talking about a different Metzias. The Tosas Rid is learning, the way some explain, is that no, that's gufa what the Gemara means when it says that Samach Levesis Yerasa, because the Vesis is the time that you see, and Samach Levesis Osa Ona means the owner before. That's good for what it means in Megillah. So that's he learns that as in the Gemara. That makes it even more chumer. In other words, the way the Shach. He's saying it on his own. He's not saying I'm saying Pshat in the Or Zeruah. He's saying that that's Pshat in the Gemara. So that gives it more teeth. So there are different minhagim where the people are choshish for this Or Zeruah. In certain circles, people are quite shush for the Orzerua. And certain circles that are not choishish for the Orzerua, especially in lieu of the, as Rav Shechter pointed out, in lieu of the, there's a famous letter from the Chazon Ish, page 29. There's a sefer called Taras Bas Yisrael. You see, there are Moshe, look, take a look for a second, page 30, says you should be choishish. He says, Roy Lachem Gam Ken Chumash HaOrzerua Muva B'Shach. Lifra Shona Achas Smukul Onas Aveses. Right, so Rav Moshe says that you should be choshesh. It's roi lachshosh for the and the Chazon Ish has this famous letter that's quoted in the Sefer of Paras Bas Yisrael. We write Achrei Shator Shlomim Vakreisi Plesi V'Kof Masodim Tershe Shlomo. So so that's why many people, as Shechter pointed out, it's cool for the Chazon Ish, so many people are makel for this and not choshesh for the Orzerua. Now so, I mean, most of our women, again, have Vesas Sheina Kavuas anyway. So, say the previous month was Chaf in the day. So, if you're Choshesh V'lo Zeruah, then you're going to be Parish the night before as well. Not Yutet. Chaf going into the Erev of Chaf. And if you're, right, if not. Huh? Yeah, and if all. If it falls out at night, then so if you then you're going to do your test in the day also. Or Zeruah was always the owner before, and the Tosis Rid learned that that was Medina de Gemara. Okay. So now let's take a look in the Gemara. On page 6, need the test above a manala. It says the Gemara, "Bo minei mi Rav Nachman, vestos doraiso derabanan." So this whole concept of vestos, even though we started out first page in the packet, was we had a good Chumash pasuk. But you know, even a pasuk you can't prove, because maybe it's an asnachta, maybe whatever. We'll see. So the Gemara has an ibaya whether the whole concept of vestos is that a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbana. So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? Amalu medamar hu nechavrin mishmei derev isha sheish lavest v'giyashas vest of lo bodka. So let's see, look at Rashi. Vestos d'oraisa d'rabbanan. So we're going to have a separate packet on the halacha that during the Vestos she has to do a bedika. Now, even if the bedika is good, it's still, she's still awesome. But it'll happen afkamina that if the bedik was good and then the vessel passes, then she could be, go back to becoming mutta. So he says this halacha that you need a bedik of a shas vesta, the imlo batka tmeya, feel batka achai zmanu matzo tahora, the orach bizmanu ba, the tam chazai v'nochel akarka, o drabbana. In other words, Rashi's learning, the pshat is that vessel is the rice of drabbana, there's a shayla whether we require to do a bedika. And say she didn't do a bedika. So if you hold Vestos d'oraisa, it's such a strong chazaka that the period came. So even though you don't see any blood, you have to assume that if you didn't do a bedika, you know, then she had the blood, and it's before people had undergarments like they had today. So a woman was just wearing like a robe, what we would call a robe today, and it just fell down to the ground because she didn't do a bedika bisman the vests. And it's so probable that it came, you have to assume she's an Ida. What do we say? No. the whole requirement of a bedika is only drabanan, which she's supposed to do, but if she didn't do it, she's tahora. And that's how Rashi learns this Iboya. But versus the Raisa, versus the Rabbanan. In other words, is going on the requirement of the bedika. So this is a whole discussion. So the Rashba says on page Rashba in the Torah Abayis. Vestos Atzman, you see? Page 10. Says the Rashba, Vestos Atzman Einam Dvar Torah Elami Divrayim. So the Rashba paskins that Vestos are only what? Only the Rabbanu. Kimo Shamarno. Fichach Kilo Beprisha Ha'ona Yosef Miprisha Hanida. She'll need an Atzma Kol Krei Vasur Betashmish Kumor Nubiyarno. So the Rashba is saying, you know what the basic difference is? That since the whole thing is only Drabbanan, meaning it's not the strongest chazak in the world, so b'meila, midrabbanan, it's asr, but Rabbanan only asr b'tashmish. But everything else is mutter, which presumably also includes chibuk v'nishuk. There is To hug the wife, kiss the wife, is man versus is mutter. Because lemaisa, it's only chashash drabbanan. So we only went as far as the actual intercourse itself, the actual tashmish itself. But more than that, not. So that's what the Rashba says. So the Trumas Hadeshen is a famous Shuvah in the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Ramban also on page 14 says the same thing. That's the Rebbe of the Rashba. He says, She'isha Hoshesh Lodas Vesta Horu Mikzaz Bale Hara She'ina Sur El B'tashmish. But the Trumas Hadeshen has a tshuva about this on page 15, Reish Nun. He says, "Ba'onish Tomach Vesta, Sharil Adam Lachabek Lanashik Es Ishto Olav." Right? Is it mutter to have chibuk v'nishuk during the vestas or not? So he says, "Yir the osur." So he says, "No, it's osur." For lo mi boy ladas agonim defilu the sovach vesta daraisa. Whereas if you hold vestos daraisa like that opinion in the Gemara, then for sure it should be osur. Mizaktim the drasha gemurhi came vade osur. That because of Rambam, the chabik as Rambam shita. The chibuk v'nishuk is for anida is lokim in a Torah. They came in the chibuk v'nishuk daraisahein asurim b'somach l'vesta k'mo tashmish, because it's the same tashash. That just like we're afraid that in the middle of the tashmish she's going to become anida, so in the middle of the embracing she's also going to become anida. Lo yivayil man nomer v'esta daraisa lo m'chalku ben lav l'isakar so afil man nomer v'estas d'rabonon pasko atosis. Come going to Moshem. Kain somach l'vesta nami derabbanon. Yeah. And kain haynu yicholim lomah derabbanon lo achmor elo betashmish. These are chorus of elisur lav lo. Have them in per cherish. This is skill gazur abbanon. Yontif the elisur lav lo gazur be rabbanon. Kain b'smak. Come mitzayin mashu adalayla mishum daz who the chorus. We see that there are differences. You see, tashmish is chorus. Chibuk v'nishuk even according to Rambam is only a lav. So we do find in halacha distinctions between a lav and kares. Like, for example, by chametz, question of the iser mashahu, is that only on chametz on Pesach itself, or is kares, or does it even apply to erev Pesach? He says, "Mikol mochem yesh lomad de'in lismochal zel l'chalek ben lav kares de'in lidmo." Lidmos gzeres the rabban and zula zud. Lefam mechmir tfei bezechom. Lefam lo chilku. So he says he doesn't think you should be mechalik. That it's a nisulaf. So also you should be choshish for that. So like the post can point out that look further in the tshuva. She'en kan al chashash divrei. Kan nirad the. Shah preaches good shall yigabal, shall yochal imam, zigas akos, te chakos preaches na fugichim. So those things, in other words, eating together, passing things together, those things are okay. Because those are not a lav. So then you could do that with your wife. You could eat together from the, you know, what other harchakos that you could have, you could do that. But the things that are Chibuk v'nishuk, that's a daraisa by Anida, and the whole concept of Vestos is with Choshesh. So then you should be Choshesh for this as well. So that's what the Trumas, so that's why I tell people to be Choshesh for the Trumas Hadeshin, not to do Chibuk v'nishuk during the Vestos. But I also say that if everybody pointed out, there could be coolers. I mean, if there's a tzorech or something like that, that she had a hard day or something like that, then the post came to say that we make them. But I always make sure to say that's only by a vestas. But when they need a mamish, even if it's a hard day, not. You have to always say things out. If you don't say things out, that's the biggest sod in life. You don't say things out, people are going to make a mistake. They'll say, "Oh, hard day's mutter." They'll think that what they need also. So you got to say, "No, we're going to give a kula because the Rashba says mikra din is mutter." I'll be pashtus, unless he's going to see. He's not necessarily. See, you look at it carefully. He's not necessarily saying I'm arguing with the Rashba, because he's saying when the Rashba. Well, no. I mean, he's saying that when he said the other things. Okay, maybe he is arguing, whatever. Whatever the case is, whatever cooler there would be is only by a vest, not by Nida Mamsh. Right? You always have to be very careful. Now, we can't go through the sugya without mentioning the shita of the Nota B'Yehuda.
I just didn't understand something. Before we said that the whole, obviously we're pushing for the Vestas, but like when the Gemara spoke about the Vestas, Shachta, that was probably like a Vestas Kavua. You know it's going to be this day.
Right.
So therefore, obviously we're pushing, but since now we have Vestas Shachta Kavua. So you're right that we're being pushing for a day just because people that have, well, maybe.
Right.
But you can't say that, like, it's sure gonna. Like, the whole Tokef HaVesta, you can't say that it's. Like he grew for the Hashino HaVesta should only be. Like.
Less.
Any trushes we have, weren't they only talking about when you had a. When it was, like, really a. Like, this is gonna be the day, not just. Like,
right.
Shashas,
right.
Like.
Right. So, Rabbi Tuchman is mentioning an idea that's mentioned in the Chura Shai on page 7 in the supplement. Chura Shai is from the Gedolei HaPoskim. In the literature world, they never heard of it, but in the, that's the way things are, what can I tell you? So he says like this. He says, "Masha Kosov came into Rasa Rak Biyom, main Tzarech the first Balayla Shalfon of Yofas Kosov." Well, Kai Mulan Karo is a road that Srich Lifrash Chavdal shows the Vesas, which goes to the Torah Shlomim. See, someone would say the Zeruah had a different girsa in the Gemara, lo nearly. The Mavur Bar Zeruah, the Gerska Girsha Lano. The Rakhul Rosh Beyom, Shrikh Lifrosh Beyom. Chaim Hefech. Haka Kos of Amali Mori Avi Ezri, Shergin Lifrosh Somach Levesta Chavdal Chos. Shemgir the Rosh Beyom, Parish Mimedical, Halayla Shalafar of Kalashona. The most of the noise shall Chmiro, Atsman, Lino, Kane, the Kane Nogu. Nasachiv Mokam Shinogu, Kvur Yoridea. And Kosov Shimigil of Lokosov Shimrosa, Mashinim. So what's the Lashon or Zerua? Shimigil of Rospayom, Parish Medical Lila. I mean, Kosov Shimigil of Lokosov Shimrosa, Mashmid the Mai Vigil of Vesas Kavua, the Rogil Hainu Gimel Pomim. In other words, maybe the whole concept of being conscious for the Or Zerua should be on the Vesas Kavua. In other words, you got to realize like this, the most vessels that we have today of women, it's not that a woman sees every month a chaf. Yeah, one month she saw a chaf, the next, like Michael was saying, next month she'll see yud ches in the month. Women. So most of our vessels today are usually vessels shein kavua. Vessel kavua means you have to see it 3 months in a row. So if the whole vessels that we have today is usually ain't a kavua, so maybe the Or Zeruah didn't even meet in that case. Maybe the Or Zeruah only meant it in a vessels kavua. Because Ves Kavua, that's a serious thing. It's going to happen. So then, he says, so be parished to the... But today, we don't even... It's likely that's not going to even happen on that day. So to have to be choishish even further. So that's what Rabbi Tachman was saying. You know, so maybe other things also, like this Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin is Mikhoshish Rechibu Venishuk, but maybe one could say, as Rabbi Tog was saying, that should only be by Vesas Kavua, but that she sees 3 times in a row, she saw a Chaf. So now it's real Chazaka, so there, but we're Choshish even for Vesas Kavua 1 time before. Right? We're Choshish. And that's most of our women in Vesas Kavuas. So he's saying that maybe, so the true Shai is the first one to make that distinction that Rabbi Talkman was saying in the context of the Trumas Hadeshin, he's saying in Bechlal about the Or Zeruah, that maybe the Or Zeruah should be talking about Dafka in a Vesas Kavua, not a Vesas Sheina Kavua, the Trua Shai is saying. But Lamaisa, the Minhag HaOlam of the people that keep the Or Zeruah, keep it even Bezman Hazeh, that we don't have a Vesas Kavua. So who are denami the chumra? But what he's saying is, as far as the true Rashi makes a lot of sense.
How do you put 24 hours before? Don't know when it is.
No. Meaning, you know what it was last month.
So it just goes from month to month.
Right. In other words, women today live from month to month.
So you always today practically you always wait 12 hours based on what it was last month.
Right. Right, if it was chaf last month in the day, so then chaf this month in the day. And if you're not choshev in Or Zeruah, then you don't keep the night before. And we'll know for next month based on what happened this month. But Bizman Chazal, when the women really had Vesas Kavuah, so that means that every month she saw a chaf, or every month she saw a chaf base, or whatever that. So that's a serious chazakah. So then, it's much more of a svara to be wearing, and therefore, more the Chur Shai said, and he thinks that's maybe what the Or Zeruah was talking about, and what we're talking was saying, and maybe the whole extension of the Vestos to extend it beyond Tashmish to Chibuk Venishuk, maybe you should also say is more likely by a Vestos Kavua than a Vestos Sheina Kavua, but nonetheless, we're machmer for the Truma suggestion generally. Yes, except there's a tzorach as a body point and odds.
Yeah. I've seen the whole chumra we have is like a very, you could say the other way, say since the whole chumra we have is like a chumra on a trade rabbanon, the whole, even if it's whereas kavua it's the rabbanon. And now it's Mr. Sha'ino kavua, you could say that you see that they were just still machmer with it even though it's like trade rabbanon's already. you know, maybe they made the chumra is, you see that it didn't work for them.
Right.
Normal gidra chumra.
Okay. Okay. Now. Now the note of Yehuda. Note of Yehuda has a tshuva. As I said, every note, you have to know every note of Yehuda. That's just, that's a metzius in life. That you just have to know every note of Yehuda. Whether we paskin like the note of Yehuda or not, but if note of Yehuda said something, you gotta know. For the same reason, like Rav Sharm Shion and Halacha said, you have to learn all the tzlachs also. But we'll see. But before we get to the note of Yehuda, this maybe we'll do it next time because I don't want to have to rush through it. But there's still a Ritva and a Ra'ah, so maybe we should fill the 10 minutes now with the Ritva and the Ra'ah, and then we'll still have what to do for a whole shiur with packet 7 and the supplement for next time. But I want to show you a Ritva and a Ra'ah as well. So the Ritva on page 12. In other words, he has this discussion of Esther's Daraisa versus the Rabbanah. So we saw the Rashba Paskin, it's the Rabbanah. So he says like this. He says, take a look at page 13 on the right side. Nearly, Shemasha Kasaf Lela Inni Matur Tziofer. The Somach Levesta Omer the Shmaitin the Leel Eina Ona. The Behechi Tesi. But Shigas Tahal Chacham the Leel Hayin Mishum Yechon Livol Kedis Leel. Shum Ona Shleim Alekel Meimer Hayin Lishna. Shakol Olim Yochel Livol. Vibaruch Kom Lachel Asu. El Vade Somach Levesta Shisir Torah Hayin Somach Mamish Yon Chatzis Shah. So he says a new Chiddush. That, you know, the first mission in Avri Psachim. Avri Psachim Somach Lemincha Lo Yochel Ad Shetechshach. Right? So what does Somach there mean? A half an hour before. So he wants to say like this. Say a woman got her period last month, Chaf, 2 o'clock. So from 1:30 on, that's the Din D'oraisa of Vizartim is B'nei Zol Mitumasim. The fact that we ask her the whole day from the morning, that's only the Rabbanah. That's his chal. And he says, Somach Levesta, Somach Levesta, Yisir Torah, Hayin Somach Mamish, Kun Chatzi Shah, V'Kayotzi Bo. V'on Amur, K'divir, with the Rabbanah, he lost us together with Siag. And then, we have another thing, the Kol Osa Ona, like the Gemara says, that's only the Rabbanon. Because if you say Vestos or the Rabbanon, there's a Pasuk, so you say it's an Asmachta. So the Ritva says, no, you don't have to say it's an Asmachta. The Pasuk is referring to Somach Mamish. And the fact that you got the whole day, that's only the Rabbanon. That's a fascinating Shita. Yeah, we're going to see that next time, more about Barichas. Okay. Now, there's one other Shita, the Ra'ah. Take a look at the Ra'ah in the Berak Abayis. The Rambam of Berakha Bayis also is always says fascinating things. Even though he usually does not the Mekubal Shita. Like the Balamor. Balamor always has a great shot in the sugya. And he usually doesn't win out. Except by the international dateline. Bez Hashem, anyone's going to be in Kew Garden Hills this Thursday. Give my annual Thanksgiving Day Shear in Kew Garden Hills. This year it's about the international dateline. So if you happen to be in Queens at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving Day, stop by. And if not, you can listen online.
What? Where is it?
It's in the YCQ building, the Aguda, the YCQ building right near the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. And so there, and those that know the sugya of the international dateline, everything is talking about the Balamor. So someone could question, okay, the Balamor, but since when did the Balamor take over the whole world? Even though I would vote for the Balamor. I love the Balamor. Balamor is the great. He's great. But somehow in the Olam HaPsak, he never wins. Right, the Kuzari says the same as the Balamor. And Kuzari, you know, when was the Kuzari a halachic source for anything? Kuzari is, there was a man, I spent some summers in Brookline, running a kolo for YU in Brookline. So there was a big Talmud Chacham there, who was the Masada Gittin. His name was Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum. He was a Talmud 10 years by Rav Baruch Baer in Kamenitz. He was a big Lamdan. And he wrote Svarim, and he was a big Masada Gittin. So I used to invite him to give shiurim to the kolo. Rabbi Wieder was in the kolo then, and others, Rabbi Tzofati. It was a hush of oilum we had there. So what about learning the Kuzari? So he said, I don't think you need to. If you need it for Parnassa, that's one thing. No, it's a different, because he was trained in a different, this is, Talmud of a Baruch Bear, so it was basically, But Kuzari is a wonderful sefer. You should take a look. And this is the halachic piece he has on the dateline. And the rabbi from what's his name, from the Bayit, Rabbi Karapkin, he wrote the English Kuzari, and he has a whole extensive piece on the dateline, because the Kuzari spent some time on the dateline. Okay, but we're getting off track here. So the Ra'or in the Berakha Bayis says, Mikol Mokom, page 9. So it starts on page 9 and goes on page 10. He says, look at the end of the piece there, on page 9, the last three lines. Ulam einam uteres fil barila shalorasa fil bevesa sheina kavua shnistanel shalom nekar is Torah huzeh aval ufnei vesta ba'ona zuk v'zon lamud l'eros b'sof hayom v'emtsa hayom l'inyan sha'os shalafana v'oso sh'ona ken b'chil siyom l'inyan sha'os shalafana v'yugil l'eros b'sof halayla He says the machlokes versus the rice and the runs of the bonnet. In other words, if the woman normally sees 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so the question is, what's her status from the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon? That's a machlokes versus the rice or versus the rabbanon. However,
Yeah.
That it's the Raisa. Man dom versus the Raisa, man dom the Rabbana, I say, Chul Shmaitse, but Onush of Acher versus. In other words, he's saying that from the morning till 2 in the afternoon, that's the Machlokas. But from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till the rest of the day, that's a Daraisa. Lukuli Alma. So that's how that's a different. In other words, again, everyone's bothered. What's his machlokas versus the rice versus the rabban? It's a pasuk. So you want to say it's a rasmachta, but it's not so easy just to say it's a rasmachta. So the ritva said the rice is the half an hour, and the rabban is the rest of the day. He wants to say up till the time that she normally sees, that's the machlokas, and then afterwards. That's the Raisa L'Kuli Alma. So from the beginning of the morning till she normally sees 2 o'clock. So from the beginning of the morning till 2 o'clock, that's the machlokas where the Raisa and the Rabbanan. And then from 2 till the rest of the day, that's Kuli Alma and the Raisa. Because at that point, it's pretty sure that if she normally sees at 2, so then 2:30, if it didn't come, that's very. So that's another approach to
Shouldn't the Machmara ask that some of the lessons to write to the Rabban? Some of to that point is on Machlokas. But the best itself is that the Alma, that's all the Machmara asks.
Yeah, okay, so it means that's how he interprets what it means. Okay. You don't have to like his pshat. I mean, in the end of the day, you know, the Rashba is the Rashba, and he says that the whole thing is the Rabbana. And that's how we normally assume the halacha. So even though this Ritva is a nice pshat, the Ritva always says nice pshat. But again, not necessarily the halacha. And the Ra'o also says nice pshat, but not necessarily the halacha. But the Rashba, he made it. In the halachic world, the Rashba, Ulai Kai Rashba, he made it. He made it. The Rashba is big in Psak, of being the Kubel in Psak Halacha. So not always, but the Rashba. So the Rashba holds the thing is the Rabbanim. So that's why he says Mikra did Chibuk Nishuk is Mutter, because they were only Machmir for be a Mamish. So the Truvas Hadeshin wants you to be Machmir for Chibuk Nishuk. So then if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. You know, there's what to be Makel. But only by the only by the Vestas, not by the need the mouth. Okay. Wednesday, there's still a lot of things that we have to talk about in this sugya, and I didn't want to race it through and have you stay here till 11:15 in the so it's already till and the Dua Benacha, so the Nod Bihuda requires a discussion. Then I never told you when does a Vestas Yom begin. Right? Like, when is Yom? Is Yom Alos HaShachar? Is it Neitzachama? This is a very common shayla. A woman wakes up in the morning and it's after Alos, it's four Neitz, and there's blood then. So for next month, is that a Laila Vesis or is that a Yom Vesis? So that requires a discussion also. So these things, okay. So Bez Hashem, this Wednesday we should have regular Shir. Oh, yeah, 1 second. Now, and then after Thanksgiving, that Monday and Wednesday, it also should be regular. In other words, Thanksgiving, Lamaise, is only one day, but the college schedule became a whole week. It became a whole week. That's also, there are a couple of people might be looking for chavrusas. If you're looking for a chavrusa in this limud, and you're still looking, please speak to Rabbi Tuchman. Please let him know. Or you know anyone who's looking for a chavrusa. So, I don't tell people they have to follow the resume.